Clashes have broken out in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, as security forces fired tear gas at stone-throwing protesters. The clashes came following a peaceful rally where opposition leaders again called for early election and vowed more street protests. Sunday marked 100 days of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. In a surprise move to ease tensions, imprisoned opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez was granted house arrest by the Supreme Court. Venezuela has been grappling with economic crisis following the sharp fall in oil prices in 2015. The protesters blame Maduro for the crisis, but he accuses the United States of orchestrating an economic plot to topple his government. Since April, when the unrest began, many protests have ended in clashes between masked youths and security forces, with more than 90 killed and hundreds arrested. For more on that, let's bring in Lajos Sazdi from San Juan. He's a political commentator. Mr. Sazdi, thank you for joining us. So just yesterday, we heard Venezuela's opposition leader, Leopoldo Lopez, was freed from military prison and put under house arrest. And the government was hoping that this would be a step towards reconciliation with the opposition. Why did things go violent all of a sudden?
Yes. Well, it's very likely, I would say, that the opposition believes that this is an act of weakness on the part of the Maduro presidency, that they are trying to appease the opposition by freeing Leopoldo Lopez, well, not freeing actually, but releasing him from a prison into house arrest. At least he can stay with his family and among his own things. But obviously, he's not a free man. Still, the opposition believes that it's a victory on their part, and they are celebrating the fact that they have been protesting for 100 days since April. Of course, there have been like 90 people dead, killed, and it's very likely that as protests continue, more people are going to die. So it's a very difficult situation, especially considering that there is this popular assembly that there is going to be a vote for its members this July 30th, at the end of this month. And important elements of Venezuela society, like the Catholic Church, that one could say there are no friends of the government, but they already said that the popular assembly is going to lead to a new constitution that is going to lead to a military communist dictatorship. So you can expect that there are going to be more protests, and not because of what the church says, but because of the opposition beliefs that's certainly going to happen.
Right. Mr. Sazdi, President Maduro has his finger pointing at the United States. Does he have the right to be suspicious of the U.S. right now?
Well, one could say that the United States was never a friend of President Hugo Chavez, and he is not a friend of Nicolas Maduro, so he can be suspicious for sure, but I would say, and well, he can be suspicious in the sense that the United States probably is giving help, some sort of assistance to members of the Venezuelan opposition. But of course, again, this is a major internal problem. Even if there is some American intervention, I would say that the great majority of the people that are protesting in the streets, especially these young students, college students, university students, high school students, I wouldn't say that they are influenced by the U.S. It's just they believe that the government is not working and the country is in dire straits. But that doesn't mean that the U.S. would be helping the opposition. But my point is that the great majority are protesting because they don't like Maduro's government. And, well, Maduro will have to deal with that.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Sazdi. That was Lajos Sazdi, political commentator out of San Juan.